OSHA suspends enforcement of employer vaccine mandate following Fifth Circuit order. Take it or you're fired is not informed consent for 84 million employees nationwide. By Katie Grimes, November 17th, 2021. Published by California Globe. The Occupational Safety and Healthcare Administration, OSHA, announced that it is suspending activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS, OSHA's COVID-19 Vaccination and Testing Emergency Temporary Standard, pending future developments in the litigation. This means that the OSHA standard, directed by the Biden administration, ordering all employees with 100 or more employees to either implement mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies or require employees to present a weekly negative COVID-19 test, is null. According to OSHA, the court ordered that OSHA take no steps to implement or enforce the ETS until further court order. According to the new Civil Liberty Alliance, the OSHA standard would force 84 million employees nationwide, over half the U.S. workforce, to either take a novel vaccine against an infectious disease, navigate weekly costly testing, or forfeit their jobs. The announcement comes following a November 12th decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, granting a motion to stay OSHA's ETS. The court ruled that OSHA take no steps to implement or enforce the ETS until further notice. The New Civil Liberties Alliance filed an amicus brief in BST Holdings, LLC et al. Versus OSHA et al. In the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, challenging the mandate. NCLA also said they recently filed a class action lawsuit against the U.S. government, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other members of the Safer Federal Workforce Task Force, the group designated to act as the intermediate enforcer of the executive order mandating that all federal employees get vaccinated. The lawsuit, James Joseph Rodden et al. Versus Dr. Anthony Fauci et al., filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas by NCLA, contends that the federal employee vaccine mandate violates employees' constitutional and statutory rights. OSHA's ETS was expected to force over half the U.S. workforce to either take a novel vaccine, whatever their wishes, thus abrogating informed consent, navigating weekly costly testing, and wear masks, or forfeit their job, said John Vecchione, Senior Litigation Counsel, NCLA. The OSHA rules don't even pretend to regulate the workplace. They nakedly regulate the worker. Take it or you're fired is not informed consent. It is the practice of medicine without a license by a lawless bureaucracy. We commend the Fifth Circuit for enjoining OSHA from enforcing the mandate.
Audio Hoppa.